Yesterday, in the final pre-season fixture, St Kilda's Jimmy Webster absolutely cleaned up North Melbourne captain Jai Simpkin. Simpkin had just shrugged off a tackle on the boundary, gathered and disposed of the footy when Webster beelined him, left the ground and brutally bumped him, leaving the North skipper concussed and dazed. It was an ugly incident that made viewers wince. But what has made me even more uncomfortable is the fallout. After the collision, North coach Alistair Clarkson verbally abused both Webster and fellow defender Dougal Howard in a quarter-time spray laden with not only expletives, but also a homophobic slur. We cannot air or mention the comments. Unfortunately, Clarko has a long rap sheet. In 2006, he was issued with a suspended fine for abusing two umpires on a flight back from Perth. In 2008, he abused a journalist after a match. In 2012, all in the same weekend, he punched a wall at the MCG at quarter time in a game against the Pies. The next day, he was banned by the South Metro Junior Football League for four matches after abusing an umpire's advisor at his son's under-9s game. A year later, in 2013, he abused another journalist, allegedly another hyphenated word starting with C. Then President Andrew Newbold of the Hawks was asked about it. He said, I quote, "I think it's disappointing, but to be honest, I don't see it being a big issue." That statement has not aged well. Last year, he told a female journalist at Nine, "Your time will come," in another public spat surrounding Tarryn Thomas. And of course, this weekend, on the weekend of Mardi Gras, he hurls a homophobic slur at an opposition player during a match. Now, Alistair Clarkson has admitted publicly on more than one occasion that he needs to change his behaviour. But actions speak louder than words, and his actions suggest he has not changed. His latest indiscretion represents a significant test for AFL boss Andrew Dillon and his 2IC Laura Kane. If this was Clarkson's first offence, or his second, or his third, or his fourth, a fine may be enough, but it isn't. And thus, a fine, in my eyes, simply isn't enough. As history has taught us, if you truly want to change someone or something's behaviour, you threaten them with the removal of taking away the very thing that makes them tick.